USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton's Democratic Mayor Nan Whaley says President Trump is welcome to visit her city tomorrow.
He's the President of the United States, and as he has an official capacity as President, you know, in the official capacity of Mayor, I will greet him here.
Republicans and Democrats in Congress are trying to find some sort of bipartisan compromise on a gun safety bill after a series of mass murders that left dozens of people dead in several states. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York, appearing with Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, says that the Senate should take up the improved background check bill that was already passed by the House.
The arguments you hear about it have really nothing to do with the bill. It's talking about people coming to your house and taking away your guns. The only people who are affected at all are people with a criminal record or have been adjudicated as a mental patient.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Job openings and hirings across the United States is falling. The Labor Department reports job openings fell 36,000 in June to a seasonally adjusted 7.3 million. Hiring also decreased by 58,000 to 5.7 million in June, as the hiring rate was unchanged at 3.8%. The country's two largest newspaper publishers will soon become one. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
In a deal announced early Monday, Gatehouse Media will buy Gannett, the owner of USA Today, and more than 100 other newspapers. Once the $1.4 billion transaction goes through, the new company, which will be called Gannett, will publish more than 260 dailies, as well as over 300 weekly publications. The merger is expected to be completed by the end of the year, and when it happens, it means the company will publish more than one-sixth of all the remaining daily newspapers in America.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
As we go a little bit deeper into the mass murders that took place over the weekend in both Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, one of the things we heard President Trump mention on Monday was mental illness and the role mental illness plays in people making these bad decisions and murdering other human beings. Dr. Jillian Peterson is a forensic psychologist. She joined CBS this morning and says,
so you do find mental health concerns, certainly, in the vast majority of mass shooters, but it's important that mental illness and violence, you're not more likely to commit violence if you're mentally ill. You're actually less likely to commit violence if you have a mental illness. You're more likely to be a victim. What we see is these are complicated pathways, and it's childhood trauma and mental health and bullying and other stress factors. And you see this slow build over time. They're complex pathways, so picking out any one piece doesn't work.
And as far as the roles that video games play, she believes?
You know, we did code video games, and we are looking at that. It's a bigger factor in the younger school shooters, but it's not the majority, or it's not an overwhelming sort of piece that we're seeing. I think it's one piece of this puzzle, right? So we have, you know, there's some case studies where you see someone who's been in a lot of first-person violent video games, and they kind of take that into the shooting. It's sort of that script for violence, right? You're practicing that script, and so it becomes more normalized.
For more news, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.